The best players in Major League Baseball take the field tonight in New York. Fans voted for their favorites in the American and National Leagues. The All-Star Game is an exhibition, or mostly an exhibition, and there is a real prize. The winner gets home field advantage during the World Series. The game also offers a chance to check on how teams are doing midway through the season. Here to talk all things baseball is NPR's Mike Pesca. Good morning.
Hi. So here I am on 42nd Street where the New York studios are. There is a red carpet on 42nd Street, like for a mile in the middle of 42nd Street. I mean, I'm all for baseball, but traffic is a nightmare.
Well, wondering what they're going to be wearing. No, I won't say that.
they're going to be wearing trucks, actually. The players are parading down in trucks. Municipalities do weird things when it comes to pro sports, often against their own self-interest. Anyway.
Okay, so let's talk teams out here. Well, yes. We have a few minutes. I guess the most surprising team has to be the Pittsburgh Pirates. And they're surprising because they've had 20 straight losing seasons, but it seems to be finally the Pittsburgh's year.
It does seem that way. They are 19 games above 500, although last year at one point they were 16 games above 500, and they still, as you say, lost that year, as they have for so many. So with Pittsburgh fans, usually when a team is having a great year, they beg me as a sports reporter, hey, you got to talk about them. Pittsburgh fans are a little muted, like, let's make sure they have the winning season and get to the playoffs, and then we'll start talking about their league best ERA and great young hitters. But I do think this is the year they at least have a winning season.
On the losing side, the defending champion San Francisco Giants are currently 8 games under 500. And here in Los Angeles, the Dodgers aren't faring much better.
Yeah, that's true. The Giants have, we could pinpoint their problems as pitching and hitting. They've had a really bad year this year, and I don't know if they're going to have a much better second half. The Dodgers have been disappointing just because they have the second highest payroll in baseball. The Yankees have the highest payroll in baseball, and they've been somewhat disappointing. People expected that. A lot of the Yankees' payroll is dead money and players who are hurt, like A-Rod and Derek Jeter. Another kind of disappointing team also in Los Angeles are the Angels of Anaheim, and they seem to land the biggest slugging free agents and pay them the most money. Guys like Albert Pujols and Josh Hamilton, and those guys have just not contributed well offensively. They also land guys who aren't the biggest free agents, but pay them a lot of money. Pitchers like Joe Blanton, who've been awful. So down there in California, there are a few bad and disappointing baseball teams.
Well, let's spend the next minute talking about the players. Last year, the Detroit Tigers' Miguel Cabrera was the first player to win the Triple Crown in 45 years. How's his encore season going?
I mean, so well. He's leading the league in batting. He's doing it with power, and he would be tops in Triple Crown categories, but for this guy on the Orioles, Chris Davis, who has 37 home runs, is the most home runs in the American League before the All-Star break ever. So Cabrera is having an excellent season, but let's also point out that Davis is doing really well, too.
So do you have 25 seconds worth of predictions for the second half of the season?
Yeah, I do. A lot of years there are teams that seem to be overperforming. Their record is, you know, a lot better than it should be if you look at things like run differential. Not so much this year, but the Yankees actually have been getting a little lucky, but they are getting Derek Jeter back. Perhaps a young pitcher like Michael Pineda will help and contribute. And I do think, I'll throw this out there, the Colorado Rockies might do a little bit better in the second half. They have exciting young players. And I just feel like I talk about the Yankees too much sometimes. So let us talk of the Colorado Rockies and perhaps a chance to make the playoffs.
That's NPR's Mike Pesca. He'll be at tonight's All-Star Baseball game at Citi Field in New York. And Mike, thanks.
You're welcome.
This is NPR News.